This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Is this Free Talk Live?
I believe so.
Okay.
Thanks for asking, because I wasn't sure myself. If only somebody would tell us, like, right at the re-intro of the program, every time when the music is playing, whether or not this was or was not Free Talk Live. That might be helpful.
It would.
I'll try to remember to do that for every segment from here on out.
Yes, it is.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And, well, let's just go right to it, shall we? We've got Jeff calling from Massachusetts, I believe. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right. Hey, I just wanted to interject on the, you know, the small houses you were talking about.
Yeah.
I got some, you know, expertise into that because I got to see them firsthand. You know, I assume you've seen, you know, how they've been going up in L.A., you know, and there's people living on tents on the streets, like all over, like Venice and even in parts of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I'm familiar with some of that. I was in Seattle, Washington for well over 20 years up until a couple of years ago when I moved to New Hampshire.
I stay the hell out of California.
But they certainly have tent cities and homeless everywhere, and folks have tried to build them shelters that are very similar to tiny homes, if not tiny homes themselves, and the government keeps coming in and saying, no, you can't do that.
Well, you know what happens first from what I've noticed is these little tiny houses, which are way more attractive looking and, you know, go with the neighborhood than these ratty tents and sheets and, you know, just the filth that comes with them. Those are allowed to stay. But these little houses, if they're across from a NIMBY, a NIMBY with money.
That means not in my backyard.
Those are the people who get the government to get rid of them because they are their, you know, part of their big donor base. And I saw that happen firsthand because two of my best friends were living in tiny manufactured homes on the Venice-Santa Monica line.
Mm-hmm.
And a neighbor across the street, she wouldn't have it. You know, she's, you know, we all called her Miss NIMBY.
Okay.
The multimillionaire. You know, that's really where it starts. You know, they listen to who gives them the money, and then they go from there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. How do you solve that? Just find ways to make that person's life a living hell until they stop calling the police, or maybe call in a SWAT raid on the NIMBY. Say they've got drugs in their house and bring in a SWAT team to kill them.
I personally was ready to burn her house down because she was such a you know what.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go to prison.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean?
They're not worth it.
Oh my gosh, man! It's just the divide between the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
And
well,
it's not going to get any better.
I know that they call it in the Seattle, Washington area, they call it Tent City. And what happens to it is that it keeps moving. So somebody will volunteer some plot of land, and all the homeless people can move all their tents there. And they're being managed by some government entity where they send in people who try and help them, you know, get on their feet, get into real apartments and, you know, that kind of stuff. But this tent city keeps moving because of what you're talking about, which is the NIMBY. So it'll arrive in somebody's backyard for a while, and then all the homeless will, you know, come and go whenever, you know, they have to or want to. And then eventually the neighborhood will get tired of it, or somebody in the neighborhood will, and they'll be like, no, we got to get rid of this thing. And so then somebody else feels sorry for them and says, okay, well, you can come over to our community, and then they move into that community, and then they get tired of them after a period of time. So Tent City itself keeps moving from community to community.
All they do is put a Band-Aid. I mean, that's all they do is they just put Band-Aids on it. They don't go after the roots of this problem, and they don't want to invest in it. I mean, the short-term costs are too much. They'd rather pay more over the long-term.
The actual solution would cost absolutely nothing. The actual solution is, remember that the property rights regime of Western society comes from the Second Treatise on Government by John Locke, who writes that it is okay to appropriate land to my exclusive use so long as much and as good remains for others to expropriate. So as soon as the government claimed all of the unclaimed land and said nobody can ever homestead this, then every single private piece of private property in the country became invalid. And so the solution is get the government up off that land.
Yep.
Yeah, that's,
I didn't hear what you were saying. I was still talking. Sorry.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, that's disappointing, unfortunately. If you're a landowner, I mean, it's like we're back to, feudalism, when was that, the Middle Ages?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that could be where we're headed, land issues. I mean, even public property. I mean, I grew up in the Army.
Yeah.
And the homeless shelter in Hyannis, it was like 80 people, and then they eliminated half of them because neighbors are complaining.
Jeez.
So they had nowhere to go.
They eliminated them?
Here in Keene, the homeless people were actually building a shanty in the woods nearby one of the shopping centers with the blessings of the shopping center owner. The guy who owned the property on which they were building this was like, it's fine with me. They're over here. They're in the woods. They can have their
little shanty. They were causing no problem.
Yeah, they weren't causing any problems, and the city government, this was like, 12 years ago at least, it was a while back, but the city government said, but you can't be building, you don't have a permit, this isn't up to fire code, you're going to have to take this thing down. So they went in and they destroyed these people.
I don't know why they go after the homeless and the poor as their cash cow, you know what I mean?
Well, they're not a cash cow.
They do it because if there weren't any homeless people, the government would have no excuse to exist. So they have to keep people homeless and helpless so that we keep paying our taxes. But you mentioned the feudalism. The main difference between now and feudalism is during feudalism, they had kingdoms run by kings and counties run by counts, and now we have countries.
Different types of peasants now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. We appreciate it. Yeah, we certainly do, and we know who runs the countries. And it's
true.
And it's not, you and I. It's not the people. The people is an artificial construct that they get you to believe, because the will of the people doesn't really exist.
Oh, now you're verging into Nietzsche. The government is the coldest of cold monsters. Coldly it lies, and this lie falls from its lips, that I, the government, am the people.
The people. A lot of people buy that crap.
And
it's just not true.
It's just demonstrably not true.
It's
us and them.
There can't be a will of the people because
people are different.
Yeah, everybody's different. Everybody's an individual. Everybody thinks differently, feels differently, has different needs, wants, and desires.
Which is why we just can't get along with everybody. We cannot come together.
You're not supposed to.
No, of course not. But yet, people keep trying to make this union work, and it's time for it to end. It's time for secession now.
Agreed. NIMBYs have every right to exist, but not in my backyard.
I miss George Carlin. I wish he was alive. I could really use to hear a, hour and a half HBO comedy special on his commentary on what's going on today.
There's nobody like him.
Well, there wasn't. R.I.P., Mr. Carlin. 603-283-6160. Do you have a solution for the homeless? Give us a call.
Let them homestead or arm the poor.
Let us know your thoughts. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. In case nobody was wondering, it is Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is.
The live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, that is the number you should dial. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And ForkFest 2021 is coming up.
Yay!
All right, I'll be there.
I made a, we'll call it a partial reservation today for the time off that I know that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I plan to expand that should my other time off come through. But at any rate, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, or libertarians, and or libertarians, from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it.
Nobody thinks that's a good idea, and nobody's going to show up.
I'm glad. Or am I? Segue. I don't have a really good segue, but I know here on Free Talk Live, one of the most hated areas, hated might be a stronger, one of the most tyrannical areas consistently is New York. New York City.
Oh, yeah.
New York City!
New York! And I thought somehow this article from GQ.com made its way into my purview. And it states, the most ambitious effort yet to reform policing may be happening in Ithaca, New York.
Okay. Ithaca, known as a lefty town, college town.
So we've been hearing all about, you know, this police reform stuff or, you know, defund the police and all this kind of thing. So I'm not sure. When I read through this article, I came away thinking, I don't know if this is going to be, you know, some form of progress in defunding, you know, or ending police as we know it, or if it's going to be one of these things that fails immediately and everybody points at it and goes, see, it doesn't work. You know, I'm not quite certain. But Mayor Svante, I may be pronouncing that wrong, Svante Myrick's new proposal would replace the city's existing police department with a Department of Community Solutions and Public Safety, intended to reduce the involvement of armed officers in disputes. It's been 9 months since the George Floyd protests thrust defund the police and other abolitionist rhetoric into the mainstream political discourse, yet the results have been meager so far. While some municipalities have sliced significant chunks from their police budgets, $150 million in both Los Angeles and Austin, Texas, a Bloomberg News review found that about half of the nation's largest cities saw their 2021 police budgets either increase or stay the same. Surprise, surprise. Of those departments that have cut back police funding, the Associated Press found defunding has been modest, not monumental. Yet even as mainstream political operatives have declared the concept a political loser, just last week President Biden reiterated his opposition to defunding during a CNN town hall. Surprise, yeah. Surprise.
Interestingly enough, he opposes everything that his supporters support. Strange, isn't it?
It's not to me.
Except for not being Trump. He isn't Trump. That's the one thing that he does that they want him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say anything to get elected, do anything to stay in. You know, that's how it goes. A handful of cities have significantly re-examined the role of their police. In Berkeley, California, armed officers no longer conduct traffic stops or respond to mental health and homelessness calls. Portland ended the deployment of school resource officers, long linked to the criminalization of black and brown youth and the so-called school-to-prison pipeline. And now, in a proposal announced today, the mayor of Ithaca, New York, will attempt the most radical reimagining of policing in the post-George Floyd era so far, abolishing the city's police department as currently constructed and replacing it with a reimagined city agency. In a nearly 100-page report obtained by GQ, Mayor Myrick will propose replacing the city's current 63-officer, $12.5 million a year department with a Department of Community Solutions and Public Safety, quote-unquote, which would include armed public safety workers and unarmed community solution workers, all of whom will report to a civilian director of public safety instead of a police chief. Under the proposal, all current officers would have to reapply for a position within the newly created department.
So they're going to change the name of cops.
Yep.
And?
Well, they're going to not have a police chief.
They're going to change the name of the bureaucrat.
Well, instead they're going to have a civilian, which is different. A police chief is normally a career cop.
Right.
If they're actually hiring a civilian who's never been a cop to be the director of public safety, that might be an improvement, because to them it's not normal just to beat people down because they disagree with them.
But it will be. It's only a matter of time before that's normal to them, because it's still going to be a bureaucrat who has total monopoly control over whatever this department is going to look like, this renamed police department. Color me skeptical. You know, you still got a monopoly here, and power does what it does, and it's going to corrupt whoever this person is.
Well, they'd be a lot better off just letting, you know, each individual decide who they will pay to protect them.
I like the idea of the unarmed folks, right? I don't think people responding to, you know, mental crises, you know, all sorts of things that these armed thugs show up to. I think it would be a lot better.
Psychiatric nurses almost never carry guns.
Right. And so, you know, people responding to that type of a thing should not be armed, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's free market or not, right? You know, it's too much. There's too much temptation, I think, for, you know, everything looks like a nail when you're a hammer. You know, if you're a policeman and you're wearing the badge, you're all gung-ho about your power on your power trip, and if somebody doesn't do what you say, you're very quick to use that gun on the other individuals, as we've seen repeatedly throughout time.
Yeah, see, if I was doing that, I like the idea of sending out a trio, two unarmed guys in the start and front, one armed guy in the back, just to kind of cover them.
603-283-6160. More on this idea out of New York.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held a virtual meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador Monday to discuss a wide range of issues like immigration and combating the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States and Mexico are stronger when we stand together. There's a long and complicated history between our nations that haven't always been perfect neighbors with one another. but we have seen over and over again the power and the purpose when we cooperate. And we're safer when we work together, whether it's addressing the challenges of our shared border or getting this pandemic under control.
Lopez Obrador said he was thankful the new administration wanted to maintain good relations for the good of both countries. This is USA Radio News. An Arkansas junior high student is dead after being shot by a classmate. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A 15-year-old boy in Arkansas has lost his fight to survive after being shot at a school. He was airlifted to a hospital this morning and later died. Police say another 15-year-old student targeted him during a class break and then took off. The suspect was tracked by dogs 30 minutes later. He apparently was still armed but surrendered peacefully. Prosecutors will decide whether to charge him as an adult or child within the next 48 hours. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden's pick to become Education Secretary has been confirmed by the Senate. Miguel Cardona was confirmed Monday by a 64-33 vote. He takes the helm of the department as many districts across the country are trying to navigate reopening among the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
These people on the radio. What are they talking about? Where are they from?
Is it Free Talk Live?
When did they start doing this? Why would they continue to do so? And how is it that...
Why hasn't anybody stopped them?
And how is it that somebody put me in front of this microphone? All those questions can be answered and more here on Free Talk Live. Whether they will or not remains to be seen. But it is Free Talk Live. In case you missed it, it is Free Talk Live. That's the name of the show, Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. We've got some callers on hold. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about this article from GQ about a newly proposed reform of the police department in Ithaca, New York, of all places. And we could talk more about that, of course. But first, let's go to the Anarcho-Republican.
Hey, I love that Nietzsche quote there.
Oh, thank you.
I think he was an anarcho-Christian. I didn't know
he was not a Christian, I don't believe, but he was definitely an anarchist.
He was a spooky anarchist. But anyway, that sounds very anarcho-Christian, to be honest. A beautiful quote. Well done.
What's on your mind?
I have to admit, sent the Holy Spirit tingles down my spine. Hey, what I wanted to talk about was, well, the answer for the homeless is obvious. We used to say it back in the punk rock days, eat the rich. That's the best thing we could do. I think Liz Cheney would be particularly tasty. She's been fattening herself up.
What's wrong with people who are rich? I mean, there's nothing wrong with people who are wealthy if they've actually achieved their wealth through voluntary means by actually making something valuable in the marketplace.
It was just something dumb we used to say in the 70s and 80s, Ian.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I don't think eat the government.
Okay. Are you guys there still?
Yep, we're right here. Loud and clear.
Okay, I thought you cut me loose. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, you're talking about this new type of police force, you know, this leftist version of the wokey-doke police. But you got to be careful. Have you guys seen the movie Wild in the Streets?
No.
Are you familiar with that movie?
What is it?
Mm-mm. It's like George Orwell. It's like 1984 on LSD. It was a psychedelic movie. And what happens is the young people, this pop star becomes a Republican president. And what he does is he outlaws old people, gets them all hot, gets them on acid, sends them to concentration camps. But it's the same sort of thing. The wokey-doke police take over. It's the same. It's all power is power.
It sounds like a movie I would have seen, but I don't remember it.
It's a beauty. It's got a great song. It's got a great song, too, with the title of it and everything. Wild in the Streets, you can get it on, I'm sure you can get it on, and you can get it, you probably can pirate it. You guys are good at that.
About BitTorrent it.
It's got the fat Shirley lady from the 60s. She's the dude's mother, and she just, you know, clings to him, and he hates her, and all, boy. And it's a trippy movie.
Okay, so how does this apply to what we're talking about with the...
this new police force that they're talking about. It's no different than that. It's just the left is a tyranny that they're. It's the same thing. Only that what they'll do is they'll hunt down Trump supporters maybe instead. You know.
Left and right are both tyrants.
They'll be beating up your uncle. With a red hat on. Instead of beating up black guy dudes, they'll be beating up your uncle with a red hat on.
Well, you know maybe I mean? We should not beat up anybody, for anybody to be beaten, because certainly the police, which do, you know, they do beat and murder all sorts of people, including minorities, on a regular basis, and they should stop doing that, because, you know, we don't need to have government-provided murdering scum. There's enough murdering scum in the world already.
Nobody agrees with that. You're right. But I'd say just don't fall for the wokey-doke, is all I'm trying to tell you. Don't fall for the wokey-doke, fellas. Hey, it's been great. Check Wild in the Streets. You'll dig it the most.
Thanks. I'll check it out. Thanks for the call. I don't think any of us are falling for this. I'm not, at least.
Yeah.
I mean,
like I said, I think that this is going to turn out to be one of those things where they go, see, we tried to reform it, but it didn't work. So, now we got to just do it the way we always have been.
Or I think you will see that they make all these changes, and then when all is said and done, they make a big to-do about it, and they get all these accolades. Oh, you made so many great changes. And then, 3 years later or a year later or whatever, we'll find out that they're still cracking heads on the pavement in Ithaca. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Ithaca police weren't even that bad to begin with. I don't know, because, up here, they're not the worst in the world in
College Town police don't tend to be that bad. Because, a lot of college students have rich parents who get very upset if they're murdered. And so, the college towns tend to hire police that are less murder prone than your average cop.
Right. Now, when I read through this, I was surprised to see the analysis of the types of calls and their responses. And this goes on to say, IPD, that's Ithaca Police Department, spends one-third of its time responding to calls for service that essentially never leads to arrests, Myrick wrote in the report's introduction. Those calls, as well as a majority of patrol activity, can and should be handled by unarmed community solution workers well-trained in de-escalation and service delivery. Again, this all sounds, where does this come from? Why is a politician talking about these things? This will allow our new public safety workers to focus on preventing, interrupting, and solving serious crime. If the proposal is approved, calls for service will be evaluated to determine whether an armed or unarmed respondent is necessary, or another public agency altogether would be best to respond. Mental health calls would be outsourced to a standalone unit of social workers based on the CAHOOTS program. I have no idea what the CAHOOTS program is.
I'll bet they're in CAHOOTS with somebody.
Which was pioneered in Eugene, Oregon. The goal ultimately is to have far fewer encounters between citizens and armed government agents.
Now, if that's actually what they do, then this is laudable, if that's the case.
Right.
There have been many times where people have been having a mental health issue, and men with guns show up, and they do not make that situation better.
Right.
I saw a video of a mother being killed in front of her two children.
Yeah.
Because she was having a mental health issue, and she was a little bit paranoid, and somehow men showing up with guns didn't make her feel any more comfortable.
Right.
What a shock.
There was another article I had in News Prep. I didn't put it up today, but there was another person who was kneeled upon by a police officer while he was having a mental health episode, and he died as well.
This could be done better. I mean, I'm skeptical just because it's a monopoly system, and it's going to be crappy because of that.
Yeah.
But if it does result in fewer armed men and women showing up at situations where it's not necessary to have a man with a gun show up, which is probably a large chunk of the calls to the police, right? Like somebody stole a thing. You don't need to have an armed guy come and take a report.
Right.
To file with the insurance company, right? If there's an accident on the road, do you really need to have, you know, somebody with a gun come and take a report for the insurance company in that particular case? So I'm sure there's a lot of these calls that the police with guns don't really need to be at.
All of the calls where you say, oh, abolish the police, but what are you going to do when you need somebody to show up 3 hours later, shrug, and do nothing?
Mm-hmm. Right. The article continues, everyone wants the police to perform better when they show up. Everybody wants that. What this plan is saying is that we also want the police to show up less. And that's a radical thing for a city and a mayor to do. Myrick 33 told me in an interview Sunday, while it may have been possible to push for similar reforms within the current department, Myrick said the entrenched culture would make them impossible to fully implement. In recent years, the city has battled with the police union over discipline for problem officers, including one officer who was caught on body camera bragging about dragging a handcuffed suspect down a set of stairs, and another, these examples go on and on.
Being normal cops.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. Is police reform possible?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's you.
And nobody.
And I want to take a minute to say thank you to Al Aloka. Al is a silver level amplifier.
It's all Aloka.
All Aloka? Oh, it's all cat.
It's
Al Aloka.
It's actually a female.
Well, okay. Al Aloka. Al Aloka. It's a silver level.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
I can't assign gender to this name.
Come sure, on. I understand. You didn't know her.
Is a silver amplifier, and we thank her. For her contribution. If you don't know what an amplifier is, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to find out more about the amplifier program. Basically, your contributions go to help get this radio show onto more radio stations, and we all know the world could use more of that. It goes specifically for that purpose, so it doesn't go to, you know, like our drug habits or anything like that. It goes to getting this program on the air, on more radio stations. We're on, how many are we on now?
Approximately 185.
185. We could be on 200. 250 is totally possible. It's all up to you. There's different levels of contributions. You get some perks. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
You get perks?
Yes.
Oh, not groovy.
Not Percocets.
Oh. I was going to say, they buried the lead in that one.
You get, it's kind of like, you know, in the bottom of the box of Cracker Jack, you'd get a little prize.
Right,
and
right.
Sort of like that. There are some cool things that you get if you become an amplifier. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
But there ain't no Coupe de Ville hiding in the bottom of a Cracker Jack box.
No, there's not.
As Meatloaf sang.
We've been talking about this article from GQ about Ithaca, New York. And the mayor out there has a plan to revolutionize the police department. And in order to move forward, Myrick's plan will have to be approved by the city council, which is expected to debate and vote on it by the end of March.
And they are master debaters.
They certainly are. The mayor believes his proposal is likely to gain council support, yet it remains to be seen how much opposition it may face from the city's police union, which has publicly sparred with Myrick previously and has gone nearly a decade without a contract. He says he does expect it to be a big battle. I can see.
Well, if the police union hates you, that's probably a good sign.
But yet, even with the public and law enforcement in agreement that the status quo is lacking, it remains to be seen if everyone will be on board with such a radical reimagining of public safety. While Myrick's recommendations are based on the thematic feedback collected during community meetings and forums, the specifics of the proposal have yet to receive public feedback and direct input. Often, Myrick noted, change is more risky than doing nothing, even if the results stay the same. He gave the example of a citizen who had their bike stolen. Today, perhaps, they blame that on the police, or on him as a mayor, or on society as a whole. If you announce this new change, and then the bike gets stolen, you wonder, was the bike stolen because the criminals are emboldened? Still, he said, it's clear that the system is not working, and he'd rather try to find the solution than continue to kick the can down the road. Once you can fully imagine an alternative response agency, Myrick told me, it's hard to defend what exists currently. Well, and that's, we've been saying almost that, you know, imagine an alternative way to get these things done, right? Imagine a free market providing you security services. And
that's not what they've imagined here.
No, but, no, but that statement is kind of, you know, it hits home to me in that that's kind of my perspective of like, hey, everybody just imagine for him, because I think people have a hard time imagining.
Oh, it's difficult.
What it looks like without the government in place.
Imagine not being forced to pay for things that you don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
Only buying the products that you do want.
Or just the amounts of them that you need or require for yourself or your family.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, being forced to pay for everybody else's bit.
Or the people that you choose to help.
Yeah. So, I don't know. This is something maybe worth keeping an eye on, see how it goes. I'm sure if it happens, we'll hear more about it, and we'll bring it to you here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm sure that actually part of their intentional strategy is to be omnipresent everywhere to make you accustomed to that, as opposed to being distant. You know, even under a king, the king wasn't in every corner of the kingdom. And neither were his people. Maybe you might see a tax collector once a year come around to collect taxes. You might not see anybody else the whole year from the government.
And, that's a good point.
They probably felt more free then than we do now.
Another good point.
So the radio, there was actually one or a good program. I don't know if it's still on. You can tell me if you're familiar with it. Where the
Free Talk Live? Yeah, they're still around.
I'm sorry. The missing qualifier was on NPR because everything else sucks on NPR.
Yeah, we're not on government public radio. I mean national public radio.
Yeah. It was the premise was debate, and they would come in with a proposition, and then one side would debate the proposition from the left versus the right, and it was actually pretty good. So the preposition is, abolish radio, yes or no? And I would say yes. First of all, I'm not talking about Free Talk Live, okay? So, yeah, you guys are the best radio program on radio or on the Internet or whatever.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Broadcast over the air, and I'm not talking about internet. I'm talking about the stuff where people are mindlessly flip on the radio and start changing channels to see what's out there, and then become brainwashed by whatever programming comes magically through the air to the box that they're tuning in on. As opposed to if you tune in to a radio program.
But I like being on that box.
It's true.
I don't care about what you like or not. My premise is abolish radio. And so I don't really care about what the other side thinks. Well, it might. It has in other nations. They have taken broadcast radio off of radio.
What are you talking about?
They did it for a different reason.
Where did they outlaw radio?
Iran?
They didn't outlaw it. Nobody was listening to it. So they dedicated it to functions that people would actually use it for.
Where did this happen?
Music in Scandinavia, you can probably find it on the internet. Where I think it was Norway, they stopped broadcasting music, for instance, on FM stations. And I have not done that search. I heard it on radio.
Okay, I think you're referring to Norway going all digital. So what they did was they put down a mandate that all stations had to transition from standard analog sort of broadcast. FM analog broadcast to an all-digital format. So they still have radio. It's just in digital form, sir.
Okay, well, let's go one step further. Let's get rid of through-the-air broadcast of propaganda, which would include the Voice of America. You agree that's propaganda, right?
Yeah, going out to
the world. Well, I think the government should stop doing anything at all. But I also don't think the government should be enforcing bans on radios. I mean, you have a right to broadcast, and you have a right to listen to what's broadcast.
And also,
David,
Free Talk Live is a propaganda show.
Yeah, well, the problem is don't have enough radio. We don't have the freedom to broadcast what we actually want to broadcast. FCC gets in the way. It's the FCC that's the problem, and of course, they're never going to, move forward with what you're proposing.
Actually, I want to disagree on one level because radio is being misused intentionally where it's damaging people that are hearing it. And it shouldn't be happening. And guns are good things, for instance. But the government probably should get involved if there is a group of people going around using their guns to just randomly off people, right? I mean, people should be protected against that use of a gun, right?
And if people are throwing radios in other people's bathtubs and killing them with them, I think that should be prohibited.
Yeah, usually it's the government that's randomly going around offing people.
Well,
so once again,
they're
the problem.
Doing. That's what they're doing. They're using radio to incite people to do stupid things, and the rest of us are damaged by it.
I disagree.
Yeah, no. I mean, would you say the same thing about the Internet?
No.
There's plenty of stupid on the Internet.
Let me answer your question. I think that by virtue, if somebody had to decide mindfully...
He's not going to get through this. There's no way he's going to get through that.
Okay, well,
whatever it was he was going to say.
Him.
He just goes and goes and goes. There's no way he's going to do it in 20 seconds.
And we are out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any of our program, visit freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.